they have indicated clearly their interest in beginning a dialogue without any preconditions on as wide-ranging an agenda as we like. They even went so, President Raul Castro went so far as to say that that agenda could include human rights and political prisoners and freedom of the press. These are three issues in which Cuba has been very sensitive about not wanting to talk to the United States. Raul Castro said quite the opposite. If that's on your agenda, we're prepared to discuss that. So I don't see them reacting negatively. I think they are, you know, ready and willing to begin a legitimate dialogue with the United States. From the U.S. standpoint, what we ought to want from Cuba is a migration agreement that works, cooperation against narco-traffickers, cooperation against terrorism, and a normal relationship that would permit Americans to travel to Cuba and Cubans to travel to the United States, and a normal trading relationship that would benefit both sides, because trade does benefit by definition on both sides, otherwise it wouldn't occur. So there's a lot that we could get from an effective and successful negotiation with Cuba. The Cuban government has said that it's really not interested in joining the OAS or rejoining it. It's only been suspended since 1962. The United States has indicated that it wants Cuba to adhere to the Inter-American Democratic Charter and other provisions that have been incorporated into the OAS charter since Cuba left. So there will be somewhat of an impasse. With Latin American leadership, a way will be found that will begin a process that could eventually lead to Cuba's returning to the OAS, recognizing that process may be a long one, but nonetheless, the first steps are really quite important.